From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukraine's security chief says his organization put in place a plan to have a prominent Russian war correspondent and Kremlin critic fake his own death. The plan was designed to save the reporter's life. It had been in the works for 2 months. The journalist, thought dead, stunned reporters when he appeared Wednesday for a televised news conference. China is promising it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose big tariffs on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying strongly criticized the Trump administration through an interpreter.
If the United States insists on acting in an arbitrary and reckless manner, then the Chinese side will have to take resolute and forceful measures to protect our legitimate interests.
The administration said the proposed tariffs are in response to China's technology transfer practices and its theft of intellectual property. An Afghan policeman was killed in an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the capital, Kabul. Attackers armed with assault rifles and grenade launchers stormed the heavily fortified headquarters of the Afghan Interior Ministry on Wednesday, battling security forces for more than 2 hours. A car bomb was detonated at the entrance of the ministry to launch the attack, and then several gunmen ran inside the compound. The Trump administration has imposed new sanctions on 3 Iranian organizations and 6 Iranian individuals whom it says have committed serious human rights abuses on behalf of Iran. A statement from the Treasury Department says Iran's government diverts national resources that belong to the people. This is VOA News.